The government is out of touch. The government has shown inertia in delivering on its pre-election promises. The government has, you know, demonstrated that they don't have the men and women, contrary to what they said whilst in opposition, you know, to deal with the things that are affecting the ordinary Ghanaian. And that is the reality we live with today.
What do you mean the government is out of touch? How do you explain that?
You have, you know, government apparatchiks and supporters who would come out and say people should fix themselves, you know, before they talk about fixing the country. You can't talk to the ordinary Ghanaian like that, who has given you the mandate. It's one broken promise after the other. Whether it's in infrastructure, whether it's in making life comfortable for Ghanaians, whether it's in energy, whether it's in rural water. I just came back from the north. I'm going back again. And air tickets to Tamale alone is, you know, it's a huge burden. If you're going by road, it's worse, because the roads are so deplorable, you know, they are not maintaining the roads.
The government insists that they are the best government in the history of the country to have done a lot of road projects.
That clearly can't be correct, because it's not reflecting in my constituency.
Let's go back to the point you made earlier about the MPP's initial response to fix the country, which you claim is bad because the MP said that, you know, they should fix themselves. Is it not unfair to categorize, you know, a response by a member of a party as the response of the entire political party, when, in fact, that man even admitted that what he said was wrong and came back to apologize?
It's not just the majority chief whip who had, you know, misread the anger, the ire of, you know, Ghanaians up and down the country. But you've seen people from the office of the president who are, you know, drawing salary, talk back to Ghanaians who are asking for nothing but a better country. To whom much is given, much is expected. This government has had a lot of opportunities, but it has withered away all of those opportunities over wrong-headed policies, as far as I'm concerned. And it is the ordinary Ghanaian who is feeling the heat, you know, who is struggling to get by. And the reality is that they should fix it. And let me sound aware of
course. Well, they say they are fixing it. The chairman of the party, Freddie Blay, talked about it yesterday. Finance minister also talked about it, that they are fixing it. The vice president talked about it.
You don't expect the vice president to come and say anything other than what they have said. You don't expect the party's national chairman to say anything other than what he has said. And I'm sounding a word of caution that if these things continue, there would be recrimination, serious ones. Their businesses would suffer. We would make sure we use social media to galvanize Ghanaians to boycott certain businesses so that, you know, you don't have this culture of silence being perpetuated. Ghanaians are free to express dissent.
Well, the information ministry says that cultural silence thing is untrue. And
you've seen how the likes of Sam Jonah has been excoriated, has been seriously attacked by party hacks.
So you claim that the government has not been fulfilling its promises, when especially, like I said, the vice president and other executives of the government have come out to say
the fight against,
they have made the facts clear to everybody to see.
The fight against corruption, clearly, you know, it's been, the performance of government has been exceedingly abysmal when it comes to fighting corruption.
But Mr. Mubarak, you admit that when it comes to the issue of corruption, it runs across all the political parties.
Yes, yes, yes. But you haven't seen the levels we are seeing corruption rise today.
Irrespective of the response from the government, you seem to support the campaign by the Fix the Country group.
I am wholeheartedly in support of the campaign, you know, and I would have joined them in the streets, but for the injunction on the protest, and I believe it should be pursued in the courts. You know, I also believe that the fight should go on social media. We should galvanize a lot of, you know, young people, older people, people who are feeling the heat.
What would you then say to those, especially the chairman of the NPP, that says that this is, to quote him, vile propaganda from the NDC, that indeed the NDC is involved in this?
NDC members are Ghanaians. I buy fuel just as every other Ghanaian.
So you admit that the NDC is behind this?
The NDC is not behind it. The NDC was not the party that started this. This is a spontaneous reaction to bad governance. Okay? And if they continue to disrespect the ordinary Ghanaian in these terms, it might exacerbate. And you might find a situation where people are in the streets for weeks in defiance of, you know, whatever protocols are in existence. If they continue to disrespect and insult the intelligence of the ordinary Ghanaian like that. I mean, to say that it is the NDC that is behind it is actually insulting to the woman who wakes up at 4 a.m. in the morning just so she can get to the market to sell her wares. It's insulting to her. It's insulting to the farmer whose produce gets rotten because vehicles can't come to his farms, you know, to cart away the stuff that he produces.